is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 59th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. November's roundtable question is, what questions should coaches ask themselves early in the season? Our coaching lineup this month includes Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit High School, Dr. Rob Bell, mental toughness coach, Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Dave Hickson, basketball Hall of Famer from Amherst College, Bob Krasancik from Menor High School, Josh Merkel from Randolph-Macon College, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, David Sloan from Bard College. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod.
Hey Hoopheads, our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are here to help your team train bigger and better with exclusive Black Friday savings all month long. Now until November 30th, get $3,500 off the Dr. Dish CT Plus and experience firsthand what the ultimate training solution is all about. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Those are some great deals, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Corey Heights from Prep Athletics, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Are you a basketball coach or trainer looking to connect with new clients? U-Train is here to help you manage your business and reach a wider audience. Best of all, it's completely free to use. Simply create a profile, list your services, post pins, and share your free booking website link. You can set your own rates and schedule, and use U-Train to communicate with clients, manage appointments, handle refunds, and collect payments automatically. So why wait? Join U-Train today for free and start reaching new clients. That's U-Train, U-T-R-A-I-N, U-Train. Download today on the App Store and Google Play. Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Let's hear from our panel about what questions coaches should be asking themselves early in the season.
Dominic Amorosa, Strake Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas.
Dominic Amorosa of Houston Strake Jesuit. Coaches should be asking themselves if the roles that they think their players are in are best fit for the team to win games.
Dr. Rob Bell, Mental Performance Coach.
Hey, this is Dr. Rob Bell. This month's roundtable question, number 59, what questions should coaches ask themselves early in the season? I think it's a great question. I believe that too often we just focus on the outcome, wins and losses, and that's what's going to dictate, one, how we feel about ourselves, but how we define success. The main question that we need to ask ourselves is, what does success look like outside of wins and losses? So what is it that I really want to have my team achieve, or what do I want to achieve this season outside of outcome that I'm going to know we did our job as a staff, as coaches, as a team? What does success look like outside of wins and losses?
Jerry Buckley, Bishop Kenny High School, Jacksonville, Florida.
This is Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny answering this month's question of what should coaches ask themselves early in the season. As we get into the early part of the year, obviously we're looking at rotations, understanding where our playing time will be amongst our players. And not only starting, that would also be finishing games, find out who really excels at the end of games. Offensively, looking at actions to get our best scorers the ball in the positions that they need to so we can be most effective. And also early on trying to figure out exactly who your best inbounder is going to be, because obviously that's going to be a key thing against any type of pressure situation, under, out of bounds, whatever the case is there. Defensively, again, kind of understanding your best defense that gives you the best chance to get stops and also finish plays with rebounds. And then overall, early on, especially the first couple weeks of practice and first couple games, understanding where do we need to get better. You know, sometimes you can focus on your strengths, but also it's important to know where you need to get better and how you can improve throughout the course of the season.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High in Colorado. And this month we were asked, what should head coaches be asking themselves at the beginning of the season or before the season starts? And I always say that list is really, really long, and we've probably been working through it over the last 9 months or so. But I think the big thing that I always try to remember and I always try to ask myself is, what what beats us, and can we do anything about it? Do we need to change our defensive scheme? Do we need to have some strategies on offense? But what will beat us, and what are our major weaknesses? And then the next thing is do we have all our special situations in and ready to go before our first game? Press breaks, our presses, our late game defenses, late game offenses. Who are the guys we're going to go to and lean on late in the clock, before half or at the end of the game? And are we preparing them and putting them in the best possible situations for them to have success? Those are just things that I know when I first started coaching, I didn't have ready, and they taught me some hard lessons in the middle of the season. So hope that helps. Thanks for having me on again, guys, and look forward to talking to everyone again next month. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dave Hickson, Basketball Hall of Famer from Amherst College.
Hi, Dave Hickson here. I think this time of the year, we all have 1,000 questions. But the good news is we've had a couple games under our belt to help us answer some of those questions. And I think it's important that you've played a couple games against outside competition and not just yourself, so you can, you know, really start to get some solid answers to questions that you need to ask. And I'd always ask, number one, are we trying to do too much and not doing it well enough? And I think that happens a lot, in that, you know, you have these great ideas early on and you realize the first two teams you play that you're not executing the most basic parts of it well enough, and you need to go back, trim it up a little bit, become more solid in what you're doing. Or on the counter, are we doing enough? In other words, you might have had a young team and just assumed they wouldn't do the basics really well, and they are doing the basics really well. And so are we ready to add some things that can make us better? And so I think that's a really interesting dilemma that you have right there, as to whether you're doing too much or whether you're ready to move on and add some things that'll make a difference in your program. I think the second most important, how's my rotation decision going? Am I playing too many kids, trying to decide at this point of the season, you know, who's going to help us and who's not? And you know, losing our rhythm. I know toward the end of the season, you know, I'd be playing eight or nine players tops with nine not getting a whole lot. But right now, you know, you try to play more. You try to play a few guys because you're trying to decide how kids actually play against outside competition. But if you're playing 14 players every night and sort of random substitutions, 4 minutes in the first half, no minutes in the second, you know, whatever it is, if it looks quite random, you need to go back and sort of develop some sort of set sequence of who you're going to substitute for, how many minutes they're going to get in a perfect world without fouls and that sort of thing. But, you know, develop some sort of a rotation and rhythm and so you can see the best of your players. And then finally, am I getting my best players, the guys who can make decisions and make a difference in the game, into the right places? And am I getting them there often enough that they can make an impact on the game? So I know there are 1,000 other questions. Those are just the ones that I used to ask myself.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more. Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Coach K, Mentor High School. Self-assessment, self-evaluation early in the season is so important. The questions that I ask is, who are our leaders? Who can I go to in crunch time? Are we in shape to go hard for four quarters, especially end of games and possibly overtime? Are we executing? Sharp V cuts, coming off picks tight. The little things are usually the difference between a win or a loss. Starting lineups, is it clear? Is it clear who our sixth man is, who our seventh, eighth, you know, coming off the bench? You know, we definitely want that clarity going into game one. Best of luck. Have a great year.
Josh Merkel, Randolph-Macon College.
Coaches, thanks for doing this. Josh Merkel, Randolph-Macon College. What questions should coaches be asking themselves at this point in the season? I think the first one comes back to effort. Are our players playing with max effort? Got to be number one. Are we playing with force defensively? Are we shrinking the floor? Are we making things tough? Are our practices, are we linking the training to the match? Do we have enough competitive drills set up that help players link the practice to the game? And sometimes are we running them? Are they getting enough conditioning? If they're not competitive enough, then maybe we need to add consequences. I think if they are competing like there's no tomorrow, then they just need the after action review. But some questions we like to ask, even just after a segment, what did we do well? What needs work? I heard Belichick say, you know, after the game, basically, what gaps do they have? And how do we close those performance gaps? Another question would be, am I connected to my guys? Do I have a pulse of the team and what they're thinking? Are the guys connected to each other? Are they unified? Do they know what it's like to compete the right way? Do they know the culture of game planning and having themselves ready before the game? Some questions to consider. I hope that helps, guys. And again, thanks.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question was for this session is, what questions should you be asking as a coach this time of year? I think there's several questions you should be asking, especially as you start the year after early season games and early season practices. Number one is, how can I be a better communicator? Am I communicating enough to the players, to the parents, to the administration? So I think that's one of the first things that you need to ask yourself. Secondly, how can I become better organized, maybe with practices or just the overall program? Third thing is, how can I get my assistant coaches involved at a higher level? I think that's really important. And as the season goes on, I think you figure that out, but that's something that you need to ask yourself early in the season. I think another thing then, you move on to X's and O's, but do I have game plans in place for final 2 minutes? Strategy for when the game is close in the final 2 minutes, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to run the plays? Those kind of things are really crucial early in the season because you probably don't spend enough time on that in practice. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yes, this is John Shulman, head basketball coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Question this month is, what questions should coaches ask themselves early in the season? I would say a lot. One, you got to try to be as ready to play as you can be. And so I think you probably need to have a checklist up on your board or on your notepad, or for you younger coaches, I guess on your phone or a computer. But do you have in, you know, all of your, you don't have to have all of them. Can you get the ball in bounds under OB offensively? Can you, what D are you going to play under OB defensively? Do you have your side OB offense in? Do you have your side OB defense in? Do you have some kind of zone offense? Do you have some kind of zone D? Do you have your man principles in? Do you have a, you know, do you have your man offense in? What if you're behind? Can you trap and can you get back and get back in a game? What are you going to do late game situation? You know, there's a lot of questions that you need to have answered that, just to be honest, you will not have answered. You know, I think early in the season, that's why I don't think as a coach you can freak out early in the season and you're not ready, or your team's not as good early in the season. It ain't happening. You won't be as good early in the season. It's not going to happen. So I wouldn't freak out about it. What I would do is you play a game and then you dissect that game and then you ask yourself questions. And then you fix the problems. And that's why you play early regular season games. I don't like, and our conference is one of them, I don't like playing meaningful conference games in November. We do. And I don't think that's right, but it is what it is. And so use your early games to answer those questions. Use your early games to answer, you know, what you're good at and what you're not good at, and then fix the problem. You know, we have a saying here, Ralph, R-A-L-F-F, R-A-L-F-F. Recognize, you know, so if we're watching the film and we can't get a rebound or we can't get a stop, recognize that we have a problem. That's the R. Admit, you know, don't blame it on anybody else. Admit you have a problem. Recognize it, admit it, learn from it. What can we do to get better? Learn from it, fix it, and then move on. Stop dwelling on it. And so, Ralph, recognize, admit, learn from it, fix it, forget about it, and move forward. And so that's, you know, that's what we use our early season game for. I don't know. We open this Friday night at Barry down in Miami, Florida, and play Nova Southeastern on Saturday. I have no idea whether we're ready. I'm not one of those people say, hey, man, we're ready. We're ready to kick tail. No, I don't know if we're ready. We're going to try to be ready. And then we'll see what happens on Friday, and whether we win or lose on Friday, we'll watch film and clean it up and do the same thing after Saturday and do the same thing the next weekend. So that's the only way I know to prepare. I hope this helps. And have a great year and have a lot of fun. Take care.
David Sloan from Carnegie Mellon University.
One of the most important questions to ask right away in the season is, are our daily habits and the way that we do things, are they at the level from day one that's going to get us to the goals that we want to reach? Too many people equate habits with execution. And to me, there's non-negotiables, right? And are you working hard enough? Are you preparing, you know, all of those things at the level needed to win and reach those goals that you want to have at the end of the year? Because execution will increase the more reps you get throughout the season. The other one specifically to offense is, are the players seeing and becoming aware of the looks that we will get? Now, the execution in terms of making the pass or making the shot, that will increase, again, as the reps go on, as you have more film to watch, right, as the season progresses. But the earlier they can become aware of, this is where I should look, here's the progression of reads, he's open, I should have thrown it here, right? The earlier you can get that, then the more directed and intentional your reps can be as the season moves on.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.